I get a cup of coffee? Black. Can't you see we talking? White.
Hot coffee. We're still here, baby. How are you, Samuel McGinn?
Oh, I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fine, big fella. We're still here. Episode 5. Bloody hell.
That's huge.
We're still here. You know, I was going to say the half century, but
we're a bit far from that one. We're nearing the tens.
Yeah, that's what
we're halfway.
That's what I kind of meant. What is that in Roman numerals? X?
V. Oh, wait. The 5 or the 10?
The 10.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So yeah, that's X. Yeah, because V is 5, I think, isn't it? Rocky, that's all I remember, Rocky V. Isn't that right? Hot coffee V.
V for vagina.
That's oh my God.
Oh, Vendetta, sorry, Vendetta.
Yeah, that's the movie you're after.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 5,
it's been
hot
a big
coffee.
Day. Big day.
It has, Sam, at work, survey day. For those who don't know what that is, radio results day, to put it in
quite layman
terms.
It's the first one of the year.
That's right, and it always throws a couple curveballs and a bit of odd results for our workplace and where we work. Well, there is a pro, though. Free lunch.
Yes. What do we have for? Oh, Chicken Treat.
Chicken Treat.
Shout out.
Chicken Treat, guys out there, if you haven't had Chicken Treat in a while, gee, they're starting to do fried chicken like KFC. It's not that bad.
Did you enjoy eating it?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the 6 hours afterwards?
Yeah, no.
You seem to
still
be
still not enjoying afterwards.
Visiting the upstairs toilet a few times.
The shrine, as I like to call it, on level 3.
I told you that 8th piece of chicken was a bad idea, Carl. Seriously.
You were right.
You know what? It did taste healthier than KFC.
Anyway.
We got our 2 fruit 5 veg.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the old original recipe. Don't.
Oh, no, I love KFC.
Yeah, that's right. What do we got for us today? Plenty of stuff going on in here. You got your lyrical limbo. We've got a couple of mysteries of life. Dun Dun's going to come back. It's all here in this week's Hot Coffee Ep.
Sensibly suggests.
Oh, sensibly suggests, of course.
It's back. We've got a new segment.
We do. We've got a couple in here that people might not know, but we're going to kick it off with an original one that everyone knows, and it sounds a little bit like this. Dun Dun. Do you
love
want to start
how I
off?
Have to look at you just to so see when you're that, about right. to move yeah. your mouth so we can...
Well, you do a pretty good job.
We're in sync.
You go for it, mate.
I'll hit it, mate. We obviously know... Do you know Daniel Adair? Does that ring a bell at all? Daniel Adair, he's a musician?
No.
Drummer?
Is it that guy that plays for Silverchair?
Nickelback.
No, that's Chad Kroeger.
No, he's not the drummer.
No, he's the main singer.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about the drummer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No idea who he is.
All right, well... There's another guy called Lee Koenig. Have you heard of him?
No.
Yeah, good. You shouldn't have. It's just a random 45-year-old man in Port St. Lucie in Florida.
Okay, where's
so he's actually guy? he's actually tried to impersonate Daniel Adair, kind of
online. Is he a catfish?
No, he's sent out an email to a drumming company in Venice, trying to pretend to be Daniel Adair. He made a fake email address, DanielAdair1975@gmail.com. So I'm glad
original
age right. Yeah. He tried to order $25,000 worth of equipment, pretending to be Nickelback's drummer.
Wow!
And obviously the company, you know, thought something sus of that. So they called up. They actually knew Adair. So they called Adair up and said, "Hey, mate, have you ordered this equipment?"
Oh.
And he said, "No, didn't place it. Doesn't live in Florida. And email is definitely not his." So the cops actually tracked him down through the IP address. I've actually got a photo.
Another picture. Yeah. Wow, I can't wait to see this guy. Does he look exactly like me?
That's what I thought. He must have looked like Daniel Adair.
Like, if you're going to impersonate, like, you're online and if people are going to look at you, I get that yeah. you would go, okay, you should really look like, yeah, you look like Daniel Adair. What does he look like?
Well, mate, look at this photograph. Every time I do it, makes me laugh.
You know who he looks like? He looks like the stitch-up guy.
The bloody stitch-up.
The stitch-up guy.
Yeah, what's his name? I don't know what his name
is. Oh, Goxie. Aaron Gox. He does, doesn't he?
He looks like the stitch-up guy.
The bloody stitch-up.
Maybe we could...
That's the American stitch-up guy, for sure.
The bloody stitch-up.
He does sound like a bit of it.
Yeah, well, anyway, he's getting our version of a stitch-up, and goes a bit like this.
We've got a special guest.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Pete.
How are you?
This is Pete and Lisa from the Lisa and Pete Show. On
oh
Mix 94.5 with
guests. Yeah. We've got guests on our podcast.
Top drive show in Perth.
That's okay. We're in the podcast market.
Where this podcast
we've got a massive audience, so maybe we can flick a few thousand your way.
That's not the only massive thing you've got.
Lisa's dropped off some lollies for us. Thank you, Lisa.
Guys, what a pleasure. Do you want to stay?
No, I'm
No? You've actually got work to do. Yeah. Okay, okay, no worries. That's fine. No problem.
You've got another hour.
No!
Okay, okay. No, wow!
That was very nice.
Guests! Oh my God. Guests on the show!
You know what's so damn
kidding. That's pretty good. And they bought us gifts. That's pretty good.
It's licorice. I don't like licorice. Laser, come back.
Anyway, now I've lost
what's your dun-dun?
Yeah, we're at dun-dun. Okay.
We saw them walking in. We're like, duh.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh my God. For a second there, I thought we were on air. I thought we'd overtaken them on Mix 94.5. I'd left the studio on, but no, that's not the case. Anyway, Cops followed trail of macaroni salad straight to robbery suspects.
What were they stealing? Were they stealing macaroni salad?
Never trust the macaroni salad. It'll turn on you when you least expect it. That was said by a policeman in Mount Morris, New York, when he apprehended three men by following a trail of macaroni they left behind them. Officers arrested Matthew Sepetko, 34, and James P. Marilou, 35, early Sunday arvo. They were charged with third-degree burglary. What they did is they went inside the house of the place and obviously robbed the place and took all their valuable items, but they got hungry. They went into the fridge. I took leftover macaroni salad and unfortunately dropped it all the way as they were eating it, and they found them at a couple of houses down the road.
Lucky they... Lucky they didn't cook the macaroni cheese because they might have got third degree burns.
Wow, I didn't even have this set up in time. What is that?
You said they got third degree burglary charges, so I thought... Nah, all right, let's move on. That's a shit, not a good sign for the next hour.
Jeez. No, because I'm not going into that. We do dun here, and you're obviously following the run sheet, and you think Sam Sibley suggest is back.
No, I
want to talk about a dum moment that you had recently this week.
Oh, wow.
What's that? What's that? What's that little shiny you got on your nose, mate?
I got punched, mate.
Yes, correct, you did. You want to tell everyone how you got punched and who punched you?
I'll start with how. It was a mean left hook on the footy field.
There is the way you make this, there is no way, like, it doesn't come out better for
you
in any way you do this story. Shoot.
Oh, mate. All right. I play AFL Knights, which is, it's fun because it's non-contact. Well, it's supposed to be non-contact. And I've obviously had too many concussions, so playing actual contact footy is a bit too dangerous. Especially because of my few brain cells left. Anyway, I'm playing with a new team. I met these guys the other night.
Oh, this is that's.
And
so
I've
bad.
Gone for a, I've gone for a pre-game, pre-training handball. It was a roost of a handball. It was a big heave ho with the left hand. So I'm right-handed, so that's. I'm still trying to make it better, but it's not working.
Yeah.
I've gone for the big left handball. I've semi hit the ball, but I've kept the fist going, and I've hit myself in the nose.
Oh my God. You guys, I will post out a photo of your nose because you've punched yourself in the nose. Basically, you tried to do a handball, you punched yourself in the nose, and now your nose is swollen and bruised.
And the problem is...
It's not even straight. I mean, I can't talk about noses because I got one on me, but like a bad one.
It's about the same size as the microphone.
All right, here we go. Sam Sibley suggests. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Sam Sibley suggests.
Oh, mate, if people thought I had any brain cells left, this is going to take them down to zero.
Do you want to explain for those who are not who haven't played along with us before what Sam Sibley suggests is?
I come up with many genius ideas, especially while intoxicated or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And I write them down in a locked app in my phone because I feel like they could potentially be the next big thing.
Basically, anyway, you come up with ideas.
I say
if they're good or bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, for people, well,
this one,
some people
I feel like
out, yeah.
This one's already bad. You haven't helped me with the nose. All right, guys, if you're listening, forget about the nose.
Okay.
Clean slate from now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Public urinals.
Already gross. So
I know. Awkward.
Yeah.
Boring. Disgusting. Usually they're full of graffiti and they're not
they're
a problem.
They're gross, you want it, aren't they?
Your own home, your toilet there is a bit of
it's
a shrine,
sanctuary.
Isn't it?
It's a sanctuary.
You enjoy it.
Every man and hopefully woman would say the same thing.
Exactly.
You know, the toilet's a comfortable place.
100%.
Talk to me. Yep.
I thought we could take urinating to the next level. I've actually thought of a urinal slide, like a water park urinal slide. So when you go to piss give me a chance.
What? Yeah, I'm trying. So that's just my immediate reaction.
Oh, it's good. I like it. The normal porcelain catcher, it's nothing to it. It's not fun at all. How about we replace them with a little topsy-turvy slide right down to the gutter? You can even customize the slide, create different pathways. Not sure about that. Hygiene related, it might cause some problems. But
that sucks!
Oh, no. All right, mate.
That was so bad.
I think it's got potential.
You reckon?
Yes.
I don't.
Do you ever go to the toilet and it...
Yes, and what? And what? Please, enlighten me.
It could be a cleanliness thing.
I feel that's going to make the toilets more, like, gross. Imagine, like, going in there and you're drunk and, like, you know...
Trying to get on someone else's slide.
Your aim's everywhere and it's just going to be... Yeah. Oh, God.
I reckon maybe if you shape the slide so that they're pointing inwards, that once you pee in the slide, it kind of...
Nah.
Wow. All right. Let me finish.
I'm going to be brutal. That sucked.
What about edible urinal cakes?
I used all the wrong ones up. I need to get another one.
That was just an idea that came to mind. Oh, that was garbage.
They all suck. That could be the end of this segment.
I thought if public urinal...
Moving on.
The urinal slide doesn't come off. Maybe
moving on
cake.
To more things garbage.
Hang on. Why do they name... This should be saved for the last segment.
Yeah, we'll save
it. Why are urinal cakes...
Named cakes?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
I don't know. Anyway, we're moving on.
Have you ever picked one up before?
No.
Neither.
Who has? Find me someone you know that has. Really? Oh my God. I just want to get this one out. Right, we're moving on here because this is an outrage.
What is this? I didn't even put this in the run sheet.
Yeah. This is, I don't know if you've seen the latest internet polls on how fast our speed is. Australia, we're now 51st in the world.
Is this related to the NBN?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know the countries that are ahead of us?
What?
Do you want me to tell you? Like a couple of countries that would shock you that are above us?
Have you got the list? Can I guess one?
Yeah.
Zimbabwe?
Close. It's Kenya.
Oh, Kenya. I thought
it's bloody Kenya. It's our friends again. It's our friends in old Africa. Anyway.
In fairness, though, how much of Kenya would actually be powered by the internet?
No,
the capital city,
mate,
and then the rest has nothing.
Kenya, Lithuania, and Bulgaria have average connection speeds about 50% faster. 50%. Than Australia. Kenya, I thought the place was a bloody desert with a couple of palm trees and a local deli. That's what Kenya is, and a lot of running tracks. Turns out they can download Game of Thrones quicker than us. In half the time. Kenya.
Yeah, you know, our problem has been that we've put about a bunch of 70-year-olds.
Aren't all the bloody call centres out there? No wonder they got fast into it.
We're getting those calls.
Hello there, Mr. McGinn. How can I help you?
Is that Mr. McGinn?
Mr. McGinn.
Oh, McGinn, mate.
Mr. McGinn, how can I help your broadband in speedy hands?
You know what? I might actually trust them to take care of
it. No wonder they're all out there, because their internet's bloody 50 to 70% faster.
We've put too many old people like in charge of our future.
Oh, that's outrageous.
I was wondering what that segment
that
was
story
be about.
Was.
I was intrigued.
That's pretty much it. It's just a fun fact for everyone. Kenya's got all the bloody wires and stuff over there.
Maybe we should cut aid to Kenya until we speed up our internet. We'll do a trade.
So I did Kenya versus Australia. This is where I'm going with this story, right? If you're in Kenya, if you lived in Kenya, right? If you're in Kenya, we should all move there, right? In Kenya, you'd spend 99.27% less money on healthcare.
99.27%.
Right. I think that means basically that like they don't have healthcare.
Maybe America's probably up there.
Because on the same hand, you'd be 61 times more likely to have HIV or AIDS. Anyway.
You know what? I'll take what we've got here.
This astounds me. Listen to this one. You'd use 98.57% less electricity.
Because they've got none, again.
Why are they faster internet than us?
Well, it's probably only 2% of the population that's got the internet.
Oh, you consume 96.04 less oil. Is that petroleum or cooking? Because then I'd be a lot skinnier if nothing would be fried.
Maybe that's where midnight oil are from.
And you know what? Kenya. You'd be 17.36% less likely to be in prison if you lived in Kenya.
That's good.
Yeah. Let's all move to Kenya.
It's not going to change our thoughts.
They can do everything. Yeah, there is one. This one stands out. Look at this one. You'd be 96 times more likely to be murdered in Kenya, though.
Wow.
Stay on your toes. Hey?
That's a bit of a disparity between Australia and Kenya, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. So be grateful to where we live because I know the internet's trash.
You know what? Maybe our politicians can do something about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of politicians.
Very good segue. I liked it. Last week, for those who haven't listened, we did a thing where we played a game, An Englishman Moving to York, based on the Sting song,
Englishman
in New York. So we thought we liked that so much and we got a lot of positive reaction about that. So we thought we'd adapt it into a game and we found ourselves a prize wheel here at work.
Can I give it a spin?
Yeah, give it a spin.
I'll stop it.
Spin for a while. And we've filled that with places and songs.
Places, people, contacts
of places of where to call. So you're going to spin the wheel and we are going to, it's your turn, obviously, and you spin the wheel and we're going to get a song and we're going to get a place. So
what are we doing first?
Let's do
song. Oh, no, we'll do whatever one it lands on because we've got songs and places on here.
Duh, so, that's going to work. Give it a spin. This is you, mate.
What's it going to be?
Wow, it spins a lot longer.
You did very well last week, I might say. Oh, we got some bad feedback about that English accent.
The accent was bad, but yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, gosh. It's Rick Astley.
Never going to give you up. Do I have it? Hold on. One moment, please.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm not going to get past the chorus.
Can you spin? Can you please spin again?
So
I'm going to keep this playing. What a tune.
What if it doesn't land on a contact?
Well, then we'll figure it out.
Lands on another song, we'll have to call the artist.
All right, here we go.
It spins, for a while, isn't it?
Oh, that's enough of that.
Well, that's all right.
What is that?
Family friend.
Oh.
I'm glad I'll know the person.
Okay. So you got one?
No, I don't. I should have probably come prepared.
Okay. You got a number?
Shit. Delta. Should I name it?
Oh, okay.
She's my sister's friend.
Okay. All right. I've got the number in. Yeah, that's all right. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, let me give her a call.
Yeah? I need to get the lyrics up.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, it's Tim Matthews from the HC Party. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Have you got a moment to talk?
Yeah, I do.
I just want to say thank you for voting in the state election previously. And
of course,
we were just wondering if we could speak to you about our party and what we're going to be doing.
Yep, no worries.
So following on from the election, we're actually going to be shifting our policies to cater to our residents. So we'll be bringing in wedding pricing laws, legalising cars on beaches, and we're going to be lowering the price of hot coffee. Sounds good, doesn't it? Yes.
Very good.
So you know the rules. Obviously, so do I. I'm thinking a full commitment is what we're planning to do. And you wouldn't actually get this from any other party.
Yep.
So I just want to make you understand. One, we will never going to give you up.
Yep.
Two, we're never going to let you down. Three, we're never going to run around and desert you. Four, we are never going to make you cry.
Never going to say goodbye? Yep.
Never going to tell a lie and hurt you.
Hang up. Oh, my God.
I said I was not going to get past the first chorus.
You did pretty well. I think there was a couple in there. Oh,
I honestly thought, because we're pretty close.
Do I have to give you a point? But you did get to the chorus.
Yeah, it's a song that everyone knows. Everyone hates it. So, yeah, give me a point.
All right.
I get a ding? My own ding?
Yeah, Please. I finished them.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't
know. Oh, well.
I'll give myself a ding.
Oh, well. That went worse than what I expected.
And I feel like maybe at a point there, I thought about doing an accent. I'm glad I came prepared
Hello,
with that politician.
Hello, this is Tim Matthews here from the HC party.
I'm glad I came up with that guy. I might keep that guy, Tim Matthews.
Tim Matthews, eh?
The HC party, the hot coffee party.
Yeah,
I'm
impressive.
Surprised she didn't ask what hot coffee HC stood
for. She did enjoy the hot coffee, though.
Lowering the price of hot coffee. That's what we're all about here.
We are.
Thanks, Delta. You're probably not listening, but thanks for taking.
Thanks for answering.
Thanks for helping.
She didn't have to answer, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Especially because it's a private number. So, yeah, cheers. It's time to...
Now, no.
No?
You have no idea where I'm going with this, do you?
Once again, you've chucked something in.
That's what I like about this.
Right.
Is you stitched me up, and I thought last week you stitched me up, and I had no idea it was coming.
You've already stitched me up before my own suggestions.
That's why. Don't play me. Don't you cross me. All right? This isn't even crossing. This is sad. This is real sad stuff. Today we found out that... As you'd know from episode one, my maternity contract is wrapping up very shortly, in 2 Mondays' time, as it seems, and that means I have been moved on.
You're leaving the building.
That's right. Actually, I'm going downstairs to do the same role, just in agency. And
the big boys.
Yeah, the big boys. We're in direct here, obviously, and now I'm going to deal with some media agencies, and that spells the end of you and I working on the same floor. What I'm getting at is I wrote you a song.
Oh, what? What?
I wrote you a song.
Yes, I'll marry you, Carl.
No, it's sad. Like, I'm sad, and have a listen.
Don't do this. I'm going to cry.
Have a listen. I wrote you a song. Yeah. See this right here, tell me baby, goes out to everyone that's lost a cohort. You lost them to a department that they truly loved. Come on, check it out. Seems like yesterday we used to rock direct. Salesforce, cold calls, where did all the time go? Not far from host now on radio show. Hot coffee, they got to know that. Potties ain't always what it seems to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though I'm gone, we still a team. With hot coffee, I'll fulfill your dream.
That's right.
In the future, can't wait to see if you open up Daily Rev for me. Reminisce some time, the night we saw Carl Barron as friends. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal.
Yeah.
Can't imagine your Wembley IGA meal.
Yeah.
Give anything to write a MI with you again.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're still in that cold life respect.
Every step I take, every BA I make, every single day, every time I email, I'm in agency. Thinking of the day when they sent me away. What a job to take, what a bond to break.
It's kinda hard with you not around.
Yeah.
Know you upstairs, smiling down.
Uh-huh.
Watching down when we do regional. Every day we do your regional. Till the day we meet again. In G drives where I'll keep your friend. Memories give me the strength I need. Subway, I need to eat. My spreadsheets just can't seem to define. Wish I could turn back the hands of time. Us in the kitchen, shopping for Mars bars and shit. You and me taking pics, doing digital shit. I still can't believe I'm gone.
Can't believe I'm
Give
gone.
Anything to write a MI with you again. I know you're still in a cold line.
Every step I take, every BA I make, every single day, every time I email, I'm in agency. Thinking of the day when they say,
mate,
when did you do this? Because I swear to God, I've been with you every second since we found out, buddy, 6 weeks ago.
Remember today I told you I was voicing that ad
with Zach? Yeah. You know Zach, you bastard. I was thinking, here you are, like, lying to me, but that was the most beautiful thing I've ever received.
I'm in agency, Sammy, and I'll miss you, big fella.
That was amazing.
No problem, mate.
I feel like we're staying in the same building.
Yeah, we're staying in the same building. I just thought you'd have no idea. Mate, that's the end of today's ep. I thought I'd leave you out with that, and that's it, mate. So we might as well head off to sleep and
Do I need to, like, I'm flustered.
You didn't see that coming,
no,
did you?
Not at all.
No, he had no idea that was coming. So there you go,
mate.
I need
to get a copy of that.
I'll miss you, big fella.
I don't know what I'm going to be going to sleep to tonight.
I can't get to sleep sometimes.
I'm really looking forward to this segment because Carl and I sometimes partake in sleepovers. Kind of brings back childhood memories, and usually at night time, your most philosophical ideas, you know, come to play. We thought we'd finish with some bedtime banter. Carl, it's been a good podcast.
It has.
Yes. Well, I guess.
You want to get something off your chest?
I was going to say good night.
Oh, night, mate.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
You awake?
Yeah.
Why don't we ever shorten sweet potato to sweetato? I was just thinking about it.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
What happened to the Bermuda Triangle?
It's still there. I'm pretty sure it's still there.
Okay.
I don't think it's moved. I don't think it's actually like a physical thing. Hey, Carl.
Yeah?
Do you realise there's no real reason the alphabet needs to be in order? Like, who decided to put E before M? I might fight for alphabet equality. Okay. Ironically, they don't have a voice.
Oh, jeez. That's a bad one.
It sounded better in my head.
Hey, Sam. Sam.
Oh, sorry, I was falling asleep.
That's okay. Was Bigfoot just a hairy bloke having a picnic in the jungle?
Well, I think these are going to keep me up. No, I can't stop thinking about them.
Can't anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think if someone heard one of the Amy insurance ads for the first time, they'd think they're talking about a woman named Amy?
Sam.
Yeah.
Do you think someone found the lost city of Atlantis and just doesn't want to tell anyone?
just told the missus at home, like, keep it down. Oh, God. You know what? I just realised the first three letters of diet are dot. And on that note,
been a wonderful episode of Hop Coffee, mate.
I'm so tired.
It's episode 5, done and dusted.
So sleepy.
Oh, my God.
I hope that segment comes back. I enjoyed it.
It wasn't bad.
I like the lullaby. I'm not sure how old we are, but
it wasn't that bad. Needs a bit of work.
We'll get some feedback.
We'll take the Twitter on that.
Maybe we should pre-record that.
We can get rid of it if we don't like
it. No, I like it.
Anyway, that's Hot Coffee, episode 5. Thank you, as always, for listening to us, subscribing, leaving your reviews, all that stuff. Remember, catch us on all the socials. And, of course, tell your friends, tell your family.
At Hot Coffee Pod.
Yeah, enjoy. We'll see you in the next step.
Next week. Carl, thank you so much. That was a moving experience.
See you, big fella.
See ya.